It's On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harrison for Celeste Headlee. This Thursday, our show hits the road to the historic Douglas Theater in downtown Macon. This theater was an important showplace during the 20th century for African-American artists. The Douglas hosted performers like Bessie Smith, Little Richard, and Otis Redding. Alan Walden, who helped found Capricorn Records, was Redding's manager. Walden, who is white, says growing up, he couldn't go to the Douglas. But that never stopped him from getting a preview of the live acts.
My name is Alan Walden, and I'm 2003 inductee into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. My brother and I were not allowed to go into the Douglas. We had to sit at the what was Trailways bus station in those days, which was across the street from the Douglas. And we had to sit in the Trailways parking area and listen to the act singing. A rainy night ain't nothing like a cold night down in Georgia. It was one of the first black theaters that did live entertainment. It was the place where I say Otis Redding started and Little Richard started. I mean, they were both in their upcoming years when they played there. I remember hearing Otis Redding performing at the Douglas. One of the best songs that I heard Otis perform at the Douglas was a song called She's All Right. Then he had the one that was on Confederate label, which was Shout Bama Lama and Fat Gal. He always knew that he wanted to be a singer. I mean, from a little boy up. And Otis would only hold a job about a week, get his paycheck and change jobs the next week. But he always was singing. And the Douglas was a big one because it was one of the nicer venues that he played at the time. And he packed it. Not only that, but he rocked them when they were there. They used to call him Rock House Redding. But Otis was the most wonderful human being I ever knew in my life. I mean, this man was my best friend in life. I taught him how to ride horses, fish, and hunt, and he taught me how to write songs. We had a wonderful relationship. I feared no man with Otis Redding by my side. I love that theater. I'd rather go there than go to the Grand. Douglas is one of my favorite places to go. I go down and participate in just about everything they ask me to do down there. And I feel like I'm kind of at home when I'm there.
That was former music manager Alan Walden sharing his memories of the historic Douglas Theater in Macon. That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers. On Thursday evening, our show is on the Douglas stage, where so many legends performed. You can RSVP to join us. Event info is on our Facebook page, and if you can't make it, listen on Friday morning and hear the recording of that program.